Okay, today Be'ez Hashem we're continuing in the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos, and we're up to Parakei Mishnah Beis. Asara Doros Me'Adam Ha'Noach Lo'odia Kame Erech HaPayim L'Fanav. There were 10 generations from Adam HaRishon until Noach to let us know how patient Hashem is. She'Kol HaDoros Ha'Yimachis Nubah Na'Chei V'Aleim Esmei HaMabul. All these generations were angering HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the point that he brought the Mabul. He could have destroyed the world in one of the earlier generations, but he waited in order to give people the chance to do tshuva. Asara Doros Me'Noach Le'Adavram, and then there were 10 generations from Noach until Avram Avinu, lo'odia kame erech ha'payim l'fanav, to show us the great patience of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she'kol ha'doros ha'yimachis inuba nacho ba'avram v'kibol schar kulam, because all these generations were angering Hashem and doing terrible things until Avram Avinu came and was mekabel the schar of all of those generations. So he saved all of mankind, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have taken out his anger way earlier and not waited for a tzaddik to come along. Mishnah Gimel. Avram Avinu was tested with 10 tests, or different shittos in Rishonim, what exactly the 10 tests are. The Bar Tanura lists them over here. He lists the last of the 10 tests to be Akedas Yitzchak. Others list burying Sarah as the last of the 10 tests to have to deal with Ephron. To show how much Hashem loves Avram Avinu, what the great love that Hashem had for him, that he passed all of these 10 tests. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Beis, we had said that there were 10 generations from Adam until Noach to show how patient Hashem was, and 10 generations from Noach until Avram also to show how patient Hashem was, that he waited until Noach to destroy the world, only then he ran out of patience for all those generations of Avaryanim, and he waited for Avram Avinu to save the world rather than just punish all of the Avaryanim at some earlier point. And then in Mishnah Gimel we said that Avram Avinu was tested 10 times and he passed all the tests, and that shows us the great chavivus that Hashem has for Avram Avinu. Okay, but Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parakei Mishnah Dalet.